Silicon Valley is known for venture capital and high tech, but it's also home to one of the nation's largest homeless populations. In December, San Jose officials cleared out a homeless encampment called The Jungle, displacing some 300 people, including 27-year-old Tamara Cockrell.
It was somewhere to be. It was home. I don't have anywhere to go, and now I can't find my boyfriend. And I'm going to really be out here all by myself.
Today, we're going to revisit Santa Clara County's homeless problem. We'll check in with Tamara Cockrell to find out where she's ended up. But first, we'll see what's been happening in San Jose since The Jungle was taken down. Reporter Leslie Griffey visited one impromptu community built by homeless people along a railroad line a few days before the property owner forced its removal.
So what are we seeing?
What are we seeing? We're seeing tracks and people living on the side of the tracks.
People that have been affected by urban poverty surviving and staying out the way of society.
Those are the voices of Bernadette Montez and Marshawn Lewis. They're two of about 50 people living on the site of the railroad tracks, just a few miles south of downtown San Jose. High-rise condos shine in the distance. But here, people live in makeshift tents of tarps and carpeting, leaned against a graffiti-covered wall. This is the new jungle, but residents prefer to call it the village. They've been living here for 3 months. But they just received notice that they have to move in 2 days.
This is railroad property. We started out with maybe 10 or 12 of us, and as you can see, it's grown.
37-year-old Toy Larks is among those trying to figure out what's next.
So now we got to pick up, and right now, actually, when I'm done here, after I'm done cooking breakfast, I found a place somewhere I can't say, because it messes the whole thing up. We need as long as we can, you know, to get ready for the next move, because we know what's going to happen.
San Jose's homelessness response manager, Ray Bramson, says the city provided many with vouchers to pay for apartments.
We have over 60 people with coupons in hand right now. They have a case manager working with them from a nonprofit partner. They have a full rental subsidy coupon, which will pay their rent for up to 2 years.
The vouchers cover up to $1,400 a month for a one-bedroom. But the median price for a one-bedroom in San Jose, it's more than $2,000. And there's another problem. There just isn't enough housing.
Here in San Jose, there's 5,000 people homeless on any given night in our community.
Jennifer Loving is executive director of Destination Home. It's a public-private partnership aiming to reduce chronic homelessness in Santa Clara County.
Well, we have a perfect storm here. It takes 5 minimum wage jobs to afford a place to live here.
Loving's group presented a proposal to the city to build 6,000 apartments for homeless people. But where those will go and how they'll be funded isn't clear.
Yeah, I mean, it'll take years. I mean, that's the truth, is that it'll take a long time. We're behind now.
There are temporary solutions. The city is looking to turn empty hotel rooms into housing for the homeless. And it's found some funding for the project. Meanwhile, people from the jungle keep moving and getting moved. The village camp beside the Union Pacific tracks, it was torn down on January 21st. In San Jose, I'm Leslie Griffey for Cross Currents.